Hi, everyone. This is Kimberly.
And this is Katie.
And you're listening to a very special edition of A Date with Dateline.
Yes, indeed.
So we were just at CrimeCon. Well, I said just because I've just managed to recover.
Yeah.
Back to sleeping normally. The full body sweat has dissipated. My hair has defrizzed.
Now been replaced with night terrors of falling into the Mississippi River.
Yeah, you're going to have to listen to our Patreon for that. So I've brushed the beignet powder off of my shirt, and we wanted to tell you about a very special thing that happened at CrimeCon. We were lucky enough to be invited to a private screening of Dateline with some other fans of the show and meeting all the hosts. We had already met Josh Mankiewicz. He's been on our show a few times, so you could check out those episodes. We got to meet Keith and Dennis.
Yes.
We also got lucky enough to interview the hosts in the press room for a few minutes. Andrea was away having her 17th baby and looking like a goddess unicorn the whole time.
What number baby is this? What number?
Five.
Baby five. Lucky five.
Yeah. So we missed her, but we did have a great time with the three guys. They were so funny and nice to talk to us. And there's one moment where you will hear, well, the sound quality's not great. We're professionals.
We're amateur professionals, and we had equipment that we did our best with. We'd never used it before. It was exciting. It also looked like a taser, so I was stopped at the airport because of it. Mm-hmm. But Keith didn't seem fazed by it at all. He goes, oh. He knew what it was. Yeah, I got a oh, so I'm all right.
He's a journalist. Cool. He's seen recorders.
And he is a professional. I think he was more impressed that we weren't using a phone.
We might have had better sound quality with the phone.
Oh, it's fine.
We can maybe ship that back and get an Amazon return credit.
Maybe.
But so there's one moment where we ask them a question, and it's a very funny visual that we did not get a picture of. We might commission an artist to draw out
what happened.
It's pretty good.
Well, we can just tell you there is one point, and you'll know when it comes, when we laugh after a silence because every single one of them is pointing at the other, and it's beautiful.
You couldn't have scripted it.
No, it was
great. These men have chemistry with each other, and it's beautiful.
We appreciate Dateline for giving us the opportunity, and thank you so much, Josh, Keith, and Dennis, for sitting down with us.
We love you, papas.
Oh, God. We love you, papas.
They're all my dads now.
Papa, can you hear me? Thanks, everybody.
Bye. Hope you're proud of us, dads. Bye. So weird.
I'm not going to speak today.
He's like, I've already been on the show.
I've already yielded my time to you.
There's going to be a lot of silence. You two will talk to each other.
So let's start off first with who's the most likely to be on Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah,
the mayor of CrimeCon, Josh Mankiewicz.
It's not even close. It's got to be Keith.
Yeah, I have two left feet and I fall down frequently. Uh-huh. I know that Josh is very, very... What's the expression?
Nimble.
Thank you.
Have any of you been approached to be on any other sort of reality type shows?
I have not.
No. I'm way off the radar.
Stop.
Yeah. That is surprising to me. Okay.
Who of you is most likely to fall into a fountain whilst texting?
Oh,
I've actually done that.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Fall into a
Recently.
Fountain?
Yes.
Well, it was a year or so ago, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a mall?
It was at the sort of just outside. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could say in a mall. Yeah.
I like to be grounded with both thumbs firmly attached. I know. I don't want to have the variables. Uh-huh.
Do any of you have a go-to karaoke song?
I don't go-to karaoke song.
Very correct.
I don't. If I did, it would be King of Pain.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's cool.
Is that not how you feel? Rhapsody?
Seriously,
that's sort of how I feel. Yeah.
That's a hard one.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, no, I don't. No, I don't get asked to do a lot of karaoke.
I sing hymns all the time.
Oh.
It drives my wife crazy
because
she only get the earworm, and it, so I'll be wandering around the house humming some sort of hymn.
How great thou art.
Oh, that, yes, but
that
a bunch of them.
Stuck. Yeah.
How great thou art is a common theme. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This Jew is very confused right now.
Uh-huh. Oh. Well, I'll have to give you a lesson later.
Yeah. The follow-up is, art thou really?
Right. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. How about a very important Twitter question. So is cheesecake a cake or is it a pie?
Oh, it's definitely a cake.
He knows that.
Yeah, it's definitely a cake. And related, it's very good.
New York cheesecake.
Yeah.
We asked Mank this when he was on our show, which of you is most likely to survive the Hunger Games? And he said Dennis.
And the reason? I was the nominee?
I believe he said you were jack of all trades.
That's right. That's right. Huh? That's right.
You can answer. Interesting.
Well, I would owe it to my body armor. I would be.
Yeah. He's a slippery guy. You wouldn't think so. But
my bow and arrow skills are...
Archer, second to none. Yeah.
Does pineapple belong on a pizza?
No.
Oh, geez.
No. How many exclamation points can I put on that?
Absolutely.
As someone who lived in England, you don't do that.
Oh, how about this? East Coast or West Coast?
Oh, well. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. West.
Yeah. East Coast is the 220 wiring of the country, let's face it. If you want to put your toe in the hot socket, you're in New York. You guys are in Hawaiian shirts. Nothing wrong with it.
There we go.
This comes from the guy who lives in Florida.
Well, that's true. I'm allowed to be hypocritical.
There we go.
Do you know why there are so many datelines that happen in Florida?
Florida, D-U-H? Yeah.
Is it the heat?
Or the humidity? Is that numerically the case?
Well, we always say, we have on our dateline bingo cards, Florida, Texas, and Arizona on our bingo cards.
Well, I don't know whether you know the great Carl Hyacin, who writes those funny dark comedy novels. I was talking with him once, and he said, it's as though you take the map of the United States and you kind of twist it and shake it, and all the Fruit Loops and whatever come drifting down to the peninsula of Florida.
That's a good way to put it.
That's great.
Good. Which Hogwarts house would each of you get sorted into?
If you know Harry Potter.
There's one with a tower on it. There I don't know what it's called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gryffindor.
Oh, okay.
Or Ravenclaw. You mean Ravenclaw?
I mean, yes, that's the one I mean.
And do we have any guilty pleasure television shows that we can share with our fans? Guilty or not guilty? Game of Thrones?
Killing Eve?
There we go.
Love Killing Eve.
Great.
This girl.
Animal Kingdom.
There we go.
Has anyone ever heard of 90 Day Fiancé?
I've
heard of it.
Is that on the other channel?
I love The Housewives.
Do you know any of the Housewives of New York?
I don't know them personally, but I would be happy to meet some of them.
Yeah. Which one is your favorite?
I met one of the Housewives of Orange County. She was wearing a very inappropriate dress when I met her.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, that's right.
And then a very important question, and thank you so much for talking with us. But if for some reason myself or Kimberly were to be gone tomorrow.
Because we lit up a room or had a contagious smile.
You're lighting up the room right now, which is a dangerous thing.
What would be the one thing that we should do or try or see today?
Lead video.
Yes.
And more than one victim photo.
That's right.
For reference.
That's right.
Yeah.
We need your high school yearbook and some snaps of you in happier times.
Got it.
Say something similar, sort of foreshadowy.
Oh,
and record it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If something ever happens to me, ..
Yeah,
call Keith.
Do not call Kimberly or Katie.
Okay, no, we don't know what we're doing. Which one of you is most likely an undercover spy?
They all pointed at each other, and it was glorious.
Yeah, wasn't expecting that.
Thank you so much, you guys.